Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Life. Are you growing with it or feeling left out? Either way or in between, you're in the right place today with the host of Change Already, Your Future, Your Choice, Jillian. She's an award-winning author and radio personality. She's warm, she's fuzzy, and she's got an attitude.
Welcome. I'm Jillian Moss-Backman, and I have made a proclamation and a decision that I might change my new intro to my show and use the song On the Road Again. I feel like I've been all over the map in the last couple months, and you all have been graciously joining me along my journey. And last week I was in Minnesota at the Heartland Fall Festival and Forum, where Susan Murphy Milano's book, Holding My Hand Through Hell, dropped on October 4th. And, of course, my book was showcased as well, Beyond the Pews. One of the things in Susan's book that people are being drawn to is her remarkable story of tragedy and triumph. But interwoven through all of that is her part that she talks in about following her own gut. In some circles, we would call that intuition, empath, all different words nowadays. But the point of the exercise there is that she was always following something inside of her that was unexplainable to the outside world, but yet she knew enough to follow intuition that was going on. Today, I want to take that one step further, and intuition is being followed and even through every aspect of our lives nowadays, and it's really starting to make headway and impact into the medical profession, and specifically our own personal wellness and health, and how that all works together to heal a human being. Well, there are people that are leaders that are emerging as leaders in our communities and taking this step of wellness and medical and intuition to the next level. And I am in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I have one of these people that I'm blessed to talk to today. Her name is Dr. Akori, and she is the owner and CEO of Aware Med Health and Wellness Resource Center. Welcome, Dr. Akori.
Jillian, thank you so much for this beautiful introduction. I am so blessed to be with you today.
And, go ahead.
No, I really wanted to thank you for coming to my office today, and I'm so glad that you're Susan's friend, and Susan has impacted my life tremendously, and I think she's going to impact many, many people's life with just what she has done to unveil everything that has to do with the medical situation where it's at this point. So I think this is beautiful, and we owe this to Susan, and we're always going to be grateful to have had Susan in our lives impacting and changing the course of the way we think about medicine and the healing process.
Very well said. And, you know, Susan and I have been colleagues working together now for over 6 years. And one of the biggest things that Susan always does is that she is a gatherer of people. She has this intuition that we're going to talk about now, Dr. Corey, is bringing people together. And we were talking about that briefly before we went on air. And you're right, we should thank Susan for what she's done for us. And I want to make sure that people understand what you're doing at the center here. And, you know, when you talk about a center nowadays, to be quite frank with you, Doctor, there are centers popping up all over the United States and international that call themselves health and wellness. And, you know, a lot of them are based on three particular things: scientific data, medical education, and experience. And that is the protocol that you find it so much. But yet this Center is taking it next to a next level of expertise in wellness in adding the elements of intuition. Could you explain a little bit how that works with you and your own insights that you add to value of your center here?
Well, I have always had a dream to really become a healer, and my understanding of being a medical doctor was really to become a healer. And I thought that with the wisdom that you learn, scientific wisdom, if you combine this with the wisdom of the past and the wisdom of the old healers that existed since history has been invented, then you give people the best of everything. You know, it's a marriage of the wisdom of the past and the science of this tomorrow is really what I'd hope to offer here. And what most of us don't understand is the frequencies. And I am going to be talking about this, and I'm going to do the very best I can to make it as simple as I possibly can. But we all have connections. We all have antennas. But these antennas are so clouded that we're not able to reach out and be part of that universe and be able to sense what is happening around us. And what I propose to every single one of us is to really invest in time and effort in fostering that beautiful antenna, whether you call it intuition or connection with the universe or connection with oneself too. And then I think things are going to be wonderful. My motto was to really realize the difference between energies that are interplaying. There's so many energies and frequencies that are happening during a relationship with a patient. One is your own energy as a healer or as a doctor. If that energy is interfering with the diagnosis of the patient or interfering with the patient's energy, this is a problem. But also the disease itself has its own energy. So suppose you, Susan and myself, we're not just Susan and myself in the equation, but it's Susan, me, and the cancer. And each one of us have energy. The cancer have its own frequency. Susan has its own frequency. I have my own frequency. And these frequencies have to be harmonious in order for really true healing to happen. And I think in Susan's case and my case together that we've been truly intuned to this frequency. We became part of the frequency and we swayed together. And I still don't know how to do it in any different way.
And you've touched upon something that I've been talking about for a very long time. And we're going to use cancer as an example because that's what's on the table right now. But, you know, Dr. Okoye, I like what you're talking about with frequency because the majority of people, when you're battling any disease, you use the verbiage of a battle. It's me against them or the cancer. And when you set up that kind of frequency, as you put it, energy as you put it, there is a winner and a loser. And in the dynamics that you're talking about, when you talk about frequency and energy, the cancer doesn't become it's not an enemy. It's just a part of the new triad that you're working through.
That's exactly that's exactly what I was perfectly put.
Thank you. And when you take the disease and or any kind of thing, we're talking about fibromyalgia, we're talking about diabetes, we're talking about obesity, when you take it out of the context of a winning or losing proposition, you start flowing with that energy that you're talking about, and you can, it's not an ally, but it becomes a part of the healing process to unravel, to take it to a different frequency, to rise it up to the frequency of the doctors around, the energy, the modalities that you're using?
Well, this is really exactly what I tell my patients when they come and choose me as a physician or as the doctor. I ask myself, first of all, am I really a doctor only, or am I a doctor who is a healer too? And I choose to be the healer and the doctor, but not the doctor alone. Science alone is not who we are. We are part of that whole universe, and we're all working together in harmony. It's a harmony, it's a dance, it's a musical, and it's a symphony. And cancer is embraced by me, and I make sure that every single patient starts embracing cancer or any of the disease entities, as a matter of fact. Because, as you said, just creating that animosity and the battle motion, you turn on all the genes that are involved in the fight or flight matter. So at this time, you are in the consumption mode. You are using the budget that you have in order for you to battle, instead of really using all the budget you have in the healing process. So I tell my patients, number one, to start embracing cancer or their diseases and love it and tame it, as I said earlier, instead of really fighting it. Third, I really want to teach my patients to be attuned to their body way before we even know the cancer existed in Susan. If you read Susan's book, you would know exactly where that cancer was supposed to happen, because every single one of us have a story. And if you start telling your story and become attuned with your story, you'll figure out exactly why things happen. So if we can become more attuned inward and outward, it'd be lovely. And instead of starting just only seeing people around us, if you start visualizing yourself at the molecular level and the genetic level way before it developed, way before anybody can diagnose you cancer, you can realize there is a problem. Before Susan comes to me, she chose me, but she also knew she had cancer. Nobody knew her, she had cancer. And with the blessing of God, and Peggy was with us, without any diagnostic tools, I'm not sure how, but touching her, I felt the heat in the right side. So we were able to detect that, and actually we diagnosed her before we even have a CAT scan. And it's really not intuition. It's just I am more in tune to the frequency of the cancer than I was before, because I am allowing my antennas to become more aware. So that's why I chose Aware Med as the name of my clinic, because I want people to become aware. I want people to understand that they have to start getting in tuned inside and outside. They have to be part of the universe. They should be able to feel the molecular changes early on before they even happen. If you don't have your antennas up, you cannot see. You cannot feel. You can see but not understand. You don't have the processor inside understanding what you see and hear. Your body talks to you every day. So whether you call it intuition or being attuned or having your antennas up, it's just one and the same. And I tell my patients, we have to start not by body, mind, and spirit medicine. I don't believe that. I believe in spirit, mind, and body medicine. The spirit is very light, and it's very powerful, and it's not very hard and pushy the same way as the body is. And if the body was at the top, it smothers the mind and the spirit. The spirit is at the top. It's at the very top. The mind is followed, and the body really follows the whole direction of the spirit and mind. So that's really what I do in my office. But I also combine that with the science of tomorrow.
I just want to say one thing there is that what you just described is a perfect triangle from the tip down. What we've been living in the dynamics in the matrix that people have been living with is the inverted triad and triangle, meaning we have for years, and the allopathic system in general has been looking at the body first, the mind, and the spirits at the bottom. So what you're trying to do with the work that you're doing is try to flip it and turn it around the way it was originally created in the more ancient elevation of healing, and working to break that stereotype of what people think medicine looks like.
Yes. And my office really reflects everything we do. As soon as you walk in the office, and really I'm trying to do a paradigm shift. And I'm trying very hard, but, you know, at the right time, God is going to help people to see and adopt this paradigm shift. As you walk into that place where you have, it's a sanctuary. It's a healing spot that begins from the beginning. And a lot of people think, you know, it has to be quackery. No, it's not. And intuition is not quackery. And having the antennas up is not a wrong thing. It's a very good thing. So what we do is uncloud the clouds, help you learn to uncloud them so that you open up. At the same time, we give you the best in medicine. I don't really just do spirit, mind, and body, even though I believe it's very, very essential. However, we also bring together the most advanced science, and we apply it here too. From using gentler approaches to cancer with lower doses chemo, we call those metronomic doses of chemo, or we call insulin potentiation therapy, which is using a biological modifier to give cancer cells the chemo in a very targeted manner so that we don't destroy all the other cells that are around it. So what we do is to really uniquely design programs for people made uniquely and customized directly for their own personal needs. Every single one of us is so different. We have a genetic makeup that is completely different from one another. We have environmental makeup, whether it's your external environment or your internal environment, is completely different. And what applies for you does not apply to the next person, does not apply to me. We are so uniquely designed, and we, doctor, need to heal ourselves first in order for us to be able to heal our patients. And I'm trying to put a program for the doctors, and I want to call it Heal the Healer, or Healer, Heal Thyself. Because if the energy that I have interferes with the energy of my patient or the disease of my patient, we're not going to achieve cure. Cure only happens if there is harmony. So that's really what, in a nutshell, what I do at AwareMed Health and Wellness Resource Center. That's what I, in a nutshell, do but in my blogs. I have several websites, awaremed.com, awaremedretreat.com, awaremedconsulting.com, and each one of those have educational material that would be very helpful to a lot of patients. And we also help a lot of people too. But this is who I am in a nutshell. If that helps you in any way, Julian.
It does. It sets the groundwork for people to understand we do not have to be powerless anymore. I think, from my opinion, that we have become a population of people that feel powerless, and
right.
especially in their health and wellness. And
right.
we, to a certain extent, have taken away these ideas that we can and should be in power to make decisions about our own, and especially cancer and diabetes. And can you imagine how confusing and overwhelming it is to believe, you know, first of all, you find out you have it, and then the second part is you're supposed to make cognitive smart decisions on how and what is the best plan for wellness. And I think people get so overwhelmed, Doctor, because the choices are all over the board now. I mean, there's all different kind of treatments for a plethora of, pick one, fibromyalgia, obesity, smoking. And I think that we have become almost immobilized with the choices that we are too afraid to take a chance on something unique and different. And what I hear you saying is that you have these treatments that are outside of the box, that are cutting edge, that are on the verge of a different kind of healing and curing aspect that other facilities may not have. But I see your challenge here is, how are you going to help people that have gotten in a bad habit of being powerless into being proactive, walking through the door, and trying something new? We are afraid to try something new and something different out of the ordinary because we don't know the outcome.
Well, some of it really has to be people like me and you, Susan, Peggy, who's been really instrumental in a lot of things I've seen. Many of us really can start making a lot of effort to raise the awareness. When people become aware, that is a main thing. They are bombarded with information that is very destructive. They think choices when they're not making choices. They're giving you a choice between Coke or Sprite, which they're both are just very hard and very difficult for you to use. They're very, very destructive to your body. But you're not given a choice between a healthy, good water or how to juice your stuff versus Coke. No, you're bombarded by choices that are very destructive. It's which Cheerios or which... you don't have healthy choices. You have choices among the very destructive choices. So nobody is advocating the wellness things. Nobody is putting effort into this because, really, there's no money in that. It's not driven by money. It's not driven by the bottom line. What people need to realize is how to decipher, how to read the messages, how to really know whether this is phony versus this is true. That's their homework. You cannot do this for people. They have to.
And don't you think your own intuition and your own gut feelings is exactly what we're talking about, Doctor? That's the deciding factor of where you need to go for your own wellness.
That is correct. That, I mean, it has to come from people like us who help people understand. But what I do is just sow the seed, and it's up to the individuals to take it and grow it, and up to God to help grow the growth.
But see, a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people don't want to be able to be in control of their own wellness. They would rather, at this point in time, turn their own wellness over to doctors, physicians, and people that they believe know what's the best for them.
Well,
because they're confused.
Well, I have to tell you, unless you become the CEO of your own company, which is you, you will never get anywhere. So
that's right.
We need to help empower people and coach them to believe in themselves and believe in their literature. And there's so many people who are now on the path to wellness. We can network with these people, but we still have to be able to decipher the phony from the truth, the real gold from the colored gold. You really, there's so much in this industry, even the wellness industry, that is very scary. There's so many people who can promise the moon. These are the ones you stay away from. You can't really follow somebody who promised you the moon with very little science or very little intuition. It has, it's a combination. It's a team effort. It's everything put together to protect, to help you. So really you need to be aware of people who are claiming things they cannot do for you. So we have to help these people learn how to decipher, how to understand, how to make the right choices. So that's just my proposal for people, is to take their own wellness in their own hand. If they're not ready yet, listen to people like us. If they don't like what we say, just use some of the information, do their own homework, study it, find for themselves, and find the right person that would really guide you. Journey.
We only have a few more minutes, but I want to cover one more thing real quick, money.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, one of the reasons that people are afraid to come to a place like this, which is a beautiful location with the most high-tech, most, you know, most advanced processes they can get, they don't come, doctor, because they don't have the money or they don't think they can afford it.
Right.
What do you say about that?
I have to be truthful with you. Yes, some of it is very, it's expensive, but with Susan, when she went to traditional cancer medicine also, it's even a lot more expensive. Problem is, you have to decide what is more important for you. If you spend $5,000 in destroying yourself or spending $5,000 to get better. So that's a choice you have to make. We always can cut corners, every single one of us, but we have to choose what's right for us. If you choose to eat unhealthy food for the same amount of $5, it's the same amount. So a lot of, yes, it is kind of expensive, but what is not expensive? But it, you don't go, the only problem I do see is most of us in healthcare, we are under the impression that because you pay $10 to see the doctor, it really costs $10 to see the doctor. It is not correct. This is the only industry where you don't have to pay for what you get. I've never seen this. You don't go to the grocery store and not pay your bill. If I buy the vitamins or the supplements or the chemo or whatever, I pay for it. So how am I going to pay for you to get it if I don't have resources?
We're almost finished, but I want to wrap up with one thing about that. And if you truly believe in the dynamics that we're talking about, from the spirit going down to the body, the money will come.
Exactly.
If your gut and your heart and your spirit and everything aligns with a yes in your life for some treatments or another, the money will always follow.
I have to agree, the law of attraction always applies. You get
yes.
what you feel, you get what you believe in, and money has never been an object, really. I help patients with every bit I can. I've done so much more than I can handle, but, you know, we have to raise the awareness. We have to start creating programs where we get donations for people. We have to start becoming proactive in creating a donation page for every single patient. Every church.
We're almost done. So can you give me that website one more time in the last 30 seconds that we have.
I really appreciate you, Julian, for this wonderful
You're welcome. Time.
AwareMed.com, AwareMed.com, and AwareMedOnline.com, AwareMedRetreat.com, and that's really all what I have to say. And thank you so much. It was
thank
lovely.
You. Okay.
I really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining Jillian today. Don't miss her famous at-home personal enrichment lessons. You can complete them on your own time to accelerate your personal change. They're simple and nothing like you've experienced before. Just like Jillian, warm and fuzzy with an attitude. So change already.